Hello, you're listening to Tales from the Nerd Room. I'm Zach, and today I'm going to be reviewing Detective Comics 880. It's written by Scott Snyder. Artist is Jock, and Dave Barron is on colors. I'm going to skip right to the gist of this, and that is you need to go buy this book. If you're not a Batman fan, it really doesn't make a difference. If you're not a DC fan, whatever. It doesn't matter what you're into, you need to buy this book. If nothing else, the cover alone, I mean, it's fantastic. Jock does amazing covers to begin with, but this cover, to me, is one of Jock's best next to Scalp 30 is one of my favorites, and I would love to have these two as big posters on my wall. So the main thing of this so far, of Snyder, his whole run, is James Gordon has been... He's back, and they've been kind of alluding that he's insane. I know that's kind of an old thing for DC or whatever, that James is kind of crazy, but he's kind of been screwed with over the years. So he's back, and he's kind of starting to show all these signs of insanity. And then a couple issues ago, I think it was 878, I think, was when they had the issue where he was cutting up a body in a basement. So, I mean, it's pretty official. So this issue starts off, with Jim trying to, basically get to Barbara Senior Gordon, however that would be. And again, I'm not going to spoil things like big plot points, that happened, because this really is a book you need to go buy. But anyway, the writing of Jim, he calls the hotel to get in touch with Barbara, and everyone's been in that situation where you're trying to get something across to somebody, and you just can't, like, they're not as concerned as you are. It's an emergency, and your mind's racing. And Snyder nails this. At one point, he's trying to tell Barbara that, Joker's out. He might be after you. You need to be very cautious, whatever. And she says, why do you think he's gonna come after me? And just the line of, I don't know, because that's who he is, Barb. Just do what I'm saying. I'm freaking Commissioner Gordon. Joker's been terrorizing his whole family for years and years and years and years. Just so desperate. And it's the tension over the phone, between him and Barbara, to an amazing one panel shot. It's the whole time you can see Gordon's eyes, like he's just so intense and he's so defeated. There's another scene with Jim and Dick talking about, the city and how Jim feels like there's just something, there's a certain evil to it. And I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, Dick and Bruce have been, I mean, they're different characters, obviously, and they have a different mindset, but Dick really sounded like Bruce. He's defending the city because Gordon's very negative about it and everything, and he's like, there are evil people, but Dick says, but, there's a lot of good people too, and he's really standing up for it. Again, I really don't want to talk too much about the story because I feel like you need to do it, but there is, where Joker does come in, it's creepy as hell. He's got dead bodies set up, like skeletons, and he's there at a big-ass dinner table, and it just reminds me of, like, a tea party with a serial killer or something. Again, Jock's art is absolutely fantastic through this whole thing. His layouts, there's a bit where it's lights are on, lights are off, lights are on, lights are off, and he nails it through the panels. You can clearly tell what's going on. Then there's a big two-page layout that has bats flying around the background against a white panel, and there's kind of this whole recognition of what's happened or what's going to happen next issue, and it's just fantastic. It's just tension filled. The last panel, it's just the whole thing. It's just amazing. I really can't say that enough. You need to go get this issue. It's 11 out of 10. I would rank it. You need to go buy it. So again, really quick, thank you again for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Zach Cardinell, ZachCardinell. And also check out talesfromthenerdroom.wordpress.com. Thank you.